I hope you're comfortable. I used the best bed linen. The extra fluffy pillows. I just want you to be comfortable. I know you can be ever so particular. That's why I try so hard to be good at my job. I am motivated. Because I want you to have the best. I don't want you to have to worry about anything at home. So I look after it. Because I want to look after you. Because I love you. I love you. And I know I haven't said that before because, well, there was a line. I was your maid and I didn't know how to tell you. I didn't know how to broach the subject. But I thought that you knew. How could you not know? Everything I did for you, I did because I love you. Your house was pristine. It was a home. It was your home. I made it so for you. I made it a home. Not some cold, heartless house. A home. Our home. I did it because I love you, because I do. I love you so much. And saying it, actually saying it out loud. I love you. I love you. And I wanted you to feel loved. Every moment in this home, I wanted you to feel adored and cherished, because I do adore you and I cherish you. And I thought you knew. I thought you appreciated my efforts. I didn't have to do it, you know. I didn't have to take care of you. I didn't have to dote on you, because I doted on you. The lengths that I went to. Some would say that I was obsessed. I just think that I was in love. I put the effort in because I wanted to. Because you deserve the best. Because you work so hard. I just wanted this house to be a haven. I wanted it to be your happy place. And it was. Just not in the way I thought. Your secretary. It's so cliche. I knew it from the first moment I saw her. I knew. Of course I knew, because her type. Oh. She was conniving and sly and oh. She knew exactly what she was doing. Treating me like a servant. Treating me like her maid. I'm not her maid. I'm your maid. And I'm your maid because I love you. You know, I did have options. I had opportunities. I had offers, but I spurned them all. I just said no. I didn't have to be here. I didn't have to be just a maid, but to me it wasn't just being a maid. It wasn't just a job. It was a calling. It was a purpose. You were my calling. You were my purpose. I just wanted to look after you, to make you a home. To look after you. To love you, to make you feel adored and safe. She didn't even try. She didn't do anything. I did everything for you. Not because you asked me to. Not because I had to. Because I wanted to. Because I chose to. She didn't even try. She was rude to you. She didn't curtsy. She didn't respect you. She was flippant and improper. I wasn't. I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you to just... I was waiting. And it was agony. It was agony because I'm so in love with you. I have done so much and... You chose her. You chose her. You chose her over me. I heard you say you loved her. I heard you declare your love to her. Do you know how galling that was? Do you know how unfair that was? Because I have longed to hear you say those words to me. I have longed for you to say that you love me. But you didn't say it to me. You said it to her. You said it to her. You said it to her in our home. In the home I made for you. In that moment, I could have hated you. I could have just hated you with this blind rage that would just... I could have hated you. And I would have been right to. If it was your fault. But it's not your fault. None of this is your fault. Of course it's not your fault. This is her. This is all her. She was the snake that came into our home and just... ruined everything. She ruined everything. She ruined everything, but... No. I won't let her ruin everything. This little secretary. Sly and sneaky, conniving and tricky. Oh, no, no, no. I have worked too hard for too long to let her ruin it. This is not her home. This is our home. And I won't let her take my place. Take my place like she could ever keep a house. The thought of it. I mean, have you seen her hands? Have you? I have. And her hands. Oh, they are just perfect. They have never seen a day's hard work. And yet she was going to replace me. She was going to be the mistress of this house, of this home. And I was just going to be let go. Because I made her uncomfortable. I made her uncomfortable. Of course I made her uncomfortable. Because I could see her for what she truly was. You're just too nice. Too... overworked. Too tired. Because she never took care of you. She never really took care of you. Oh no. She was selfish. Greedy. She was your secretary, but she acted like she was your equal. But you don't have any equal. You are just too perfect for that. And she wasn't good enough. So I really had no choice, you see. I had no choice because I have to look after you because this is our home and I'm your maid. And I love you so much, so, so, so much. So I did it. And it was so easy to do, because to her, I was just a maid. I was just a servant. I was replaceable. I was nothing. Even though to you, I am everything, because I do everything. I drugged her. And I took her down to the basement. And I know the importance of sharp knives. And I know how to get rid of rotten flesh. But it made me realize something. This whole chain of events made me realize that I'm not doing what I thought I was. I'm not really taking care of you as best I could. Because you work too hard. You tire yourself out. And when you're tired, you're vulnerable. And when you're vulnerable, snakes slither in. And I can't have that happen again. I can't have that happen. So I need to try harder. But I can't do that here. And though it breaks my heart because this is our home, this is our home. But we can find a new one, and we will. We will find a new home, and I'll look after you properly. I'll take perfect care of you. I will be more than a maid. I won't just be trying to make you feel loved. I will tell you that you are loved. I will make you see it. I will love you. You will know that you're loved. You will feel it. You will see it. You will hear it. You will have no doubts, and there will be no snakes. There will be just us. I wish I could give you the opportunity to say goodbye to this one, because this is our home, but I can't. And as much as I want to stand with you and say goodbye to each and every room, I need you to sleep. Because I have work to do. I have so much work to do, and I need you to just sleep for it. Need a little time. So I need you to sleep. And when you wake up, we'll be in our new home, and it'll be a fresh start. No more snakes. No more waiting. Just loving and telling you that and saying the words over and over and over again. Just taking care of you. Just looking after you. Just making you feel loved while telling you that you are loved. And it will be so, so perfect. But first, I need to do something unpleasant. I have to take out the rubbish, and I don't want you to see that. So sweet dreams, my darling, my beloved, because you are beloved. And when you wake up, we'll be in our new home. It will all be new and clean and unblemished by your secretary. These are hands that have worked. These are hands that have toiled. These are hands that have toiled for you. Because I love you. I love you so much. So sleep, my darling. Sleep, my precious. And when you wake, I'll be here. Your maid will be right here. Loving you. Looking after you. Telling you. Over and over that you are loved. Sweet dreams, my love, sweet dreams. It's time to get to work.